archives.
My name is Himanshu Negi, Rege Soya. I'm from India. I belong from this beautiful place called Kinnaur in Himachal Pradesh. It's a northern state in India. It's the place that I love the most, my homeland. It's so beautiful, snowy mountains. It's very cold here. All of my ancestors are from Kinnaur. I've spent my childhood in Kinnaur. It is part of Himalayas. When I wake up in the morning, I just see this huge mountains covered with snow. Some anthropological study was done before and it's so beautiful to hear. I was so excited about this. The audio is very raw. It's very authentic. It sounds very raw to me. It's kind of nostalgia that I can remember. It's very old. I'm not that old. Kinnaur doesn't have its own literature. So the songs and the folk music and these are the literature of Kinnaur. So this song is about a woman named Zangmopoti. It's a story of love and betrayal. Through songs, we pass the knowledge stories to the next generation. So it's a story from a village in Kinnaur named Kilba. And there was a doctor named Chunilal. Chunilal have a best friend named Zahir Singh. They both had a common friend named Zangmopoti. One day Zangmopoti got hurt in the feet while working in her fields. So she visited Dr. Chunilal. Chunilal fell in love with Zangmopoti.
I decided that as my teaching was now oriented to India in general, I was being a bit marginalized or feeling myself a bit marginalized as a Nepal specialist. So I wanted to work in India. And so I transferred fieldwork interests to the Western Himalayas. So I went in the early 80s for about 8 or 9 months of field work in Himachal Pradesh, which was very instructive, very enjoyable, great for the family. Partly I just wasn't there long enough to get the sort of depth in my data that I would have liked.
It's like, how was the tradition? It shows the kinnor, you know, the way women's life, people's life. If we hear this song, this just represents the life of people back then. Zangmoputi had to marry someone because of her grandfather's promise. Kinnor have its own way of living, passing from generation to generation through knowledge. Changes necessary, it happens. But there are some things that is the same. We follow our culture, we live the same way we lived 100 years ago. The cultures we follow, we dance. So it's kind of unique, and it's a good thing that I love about Kinnors. The music we have, like the drums and all those things, it's very raw, it's very pure, and it awakes you. I want people to know more about my culture. I also want to preserve it at the same time.
Archives. Not just repositories of memories and imagination. Complex, contested sites of representation, deeply shaped by histories of colonial encounters. Whose memories do we elevate, and whose do we obscure? Whose perspectives do we validate to frame our understanding of the world? And whose do we suppress? The key to these questions lies in the power to represent the truth. Archives are sites of power. The power to explain the world through dominant narratives. Archives can also be sites of reclaiming. Remembering, regenerating, sites of creativity, inclusion, restoring, reshaping.
If I hear the word tribal, it basically means whole Kinnor. The rich culture of Kinnor, traditions, the holy deities we pray in each village, the dance we do on festivals, the folk songs we sing, the folk music we have. I think all this is what I believe the word tribal means to me. Honestly, I feel lucky to be part of this old, unique culture. And I can, yes, say I'm happy, and I'm very lucky to born here in the beautiful landscape of Kinnor.